beating the Colts 17-16. Commanders, 3-game winning streak. Right now in the 500, started off ugly, 1-4. Started off 1-4, and now we're 4-4. Right at 500, the Giants lost. That helps out in the NFC East with the Commanders. The Eagles won, and the Cowboys won. So this game was a good win for us because of the adversity that we had to overcome at the end of that game. And it was kind of like a lot of people throughout this week, Mark, you probably heard that they compared their quarterback to Taylor Heineke. All right? They both wear number four. They both can run the ball. So let's talk about our reaction. I'm going to start with you. Just give me your feedback from this game.
You know, I didn't even hear about the comparison with the number fours or anything like that. I was thought that was fun. But the feedback from this game, man, like Washington defense is serious. They play good. They play good. The D line is serious, I should say. The offense still is struggling. We should have put up more points. We got 2 turnovers and we ain't score off neither one of them really.
Mm-hmm.
So defense is doing what it's supposed to do. The offense need to keep up. Quick reaction is I do know that last play where Michael Pittman dropped that pass had everybody in Washington or every fan heart skip a beat just now because it looked like he caught it and the ball came out like a second later. So it was just like, oh, what just happened? But take it how you get it, you know. That was a good W. Cost play, the defense played well. Sam Ellinger looked like he could be something in this league. But they lost, and we took the dub. That's what I'm going to get out of it. That's it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, man. Yeah. So, look, I'm going to go through the game, and then we're going to just, you just jump in. Yeah. Feel me? Give me your feedback, your reaction at that moment. If you got a play that I missed, go ahead and throw it in there. We're going to just roll through this game real quick, all right? So, in the beginning, first of all, like you said, our defense, man, is – night and day from the first two and a half weeks, you know, me and you've been saying ever since the second half of the Lions game, we actually been playing pretty good, you know. So, and it's sad because the weak spot of our defense is our 2 highest paid players on defense, right? Kendall Fuller and William Jackson III. So, you know, William Jackson is gone, and Kendall Fuller, man, he's still. I had a moment in that game when my heart dropped, you know. So when it came to him. But we're gonna get to that. So on the first 2 drives I saw on defense, 2 3 and outs, you know. And then when I was watching the game, I'm not sure how you felt, Mark. When I watched the game early, I was like, all right, our defense is gonna have to force some turnovers this game because you can tell off the jump our offense wasn't looking period. It wasn't no rhythm going on at all in the first half. And then the third drive, Ellinger, right? He actually started buying more time in the pocket, escaping on the pass rush and all that stuff. And what I told myself, Mark, was this. I was like, we don't have valuable tape on him yet. So in the first half, he might pull off some plays. But when the second half comes, we're going to make those adjustments and we're going to shut all that down. That's exactly what I told myself in that first half, right? But the defense did a good job all game. Cam Curl needs to get talked about more. I'm sorry, man.
Damon Davis too. He gave up a big play, like a touchdown, but it was a better pass than it was defense. So it was a great pass on that play. But TFLs, tackles for losses, Damon Davis is since week 2 really. he really stepped up. He really he's on the campaign right now. And it's like not being talked about enough.
Yeah, Damon Davis, he got beat by Hines. And I was like, no, and they get down, and then Curl once again, that big stop, like when Pittman almost scored.
And red zone defense. I was talking about that in the chat earlier. You know, the red zone defense is you know, top tier, honestly, compared to the rest of the league, really is top tier. So I wonder what our ranking gonna be now.
Yes. Yeah, man, because that was a key play. Because the play that was a second down play, third down come, Jamin Davis, like you said, tackle for loss. He got in that backfield like so quickly and stopped the run. And I think he lost like 2 yards in the play, something like that. And they had set up for a field goal. That was so clutch right there. We needed that stop, because if we didn't get that stop, man, that like the game would have been over, you know. So that was clutch. And it's crazy because this game, there were two situations where it was like, oh no, and then they made it up on the back end. Defense and offense. We just talked about the defense with Jamin Davis giving up that pass to Hines and then making it up on third down. And then Taylor Heineke. Mark, it was five defenders around him. Like, when he threw it at Sims, it was five defenders around him. It was Sims in the middle and five Colts around him. And Taylor Heineke still threw the ball. Interception. I'm like screaming at the TV. Like, but then that last drive, he was clutch. I'm sorry.
Did what he had to do. He was moving, picking up the first downs with his feet. That's something that Wentz wasn't doing. But that's what a lot of Commanders fans and a lot of people in the media talking about. Heineke being better with his feet than Wentz is, because, you know, the O-line is so bad. Or it's, you know, we got more O-line rearranges than anybody else in the league.
Number
seven behind us was the Ravens. Number six. So, I mean, we changed up the offensive line. That's like, it's week, what, 9, week 8?
But that was week 8. That's week 8.
So we got 7 different O-lines. So that's like, you know, we couldn't get nothing straight since the beginning of the season. And I don't even know if the combination they used today was solid. I don't know if that was going to be the starting from going forward. I have no idea. I felt like 2 games ago was probably the best O-line we had. But we are felt like two games ago, the best O-line we had situation-wise.
No, 2 games ago we played the Bears.
3 games ago then. It was
you talking about against the Cowboys?
When Wentz got sacked once. Well, Taylor Heineke got sacked once. It was something.
I know against the Packers, they did pretty okay. But tonight against Valentine too. I think it's the Cowboys, our rushing run blocking was really good.
They got they got 2 sacks on us, right?
Either 1 or 2. 1 or 2. Probably 1. But Taylor Heineke, when he threw the ball, but that last drive was so like poetic, you know, because first down happened, second down, Taylor Heineke tried to run for the first down, but he got tripped up. Remember? Matter of fact, he was in a pocket and then I thought he might get sacked. It was a D lineman right behind him. And he stepped him in the pocket. And he ran. He got tripped up.
Step back and then was to the right. I was like, oh, okay. Got him. Okay. And he bought a lot. Doing that, he bought so much, like an extra 2-3 seconds. So giving him the decision either to run or to find somebody that's open. There was another time he did the same exact thing and threw it to Cam Sims for the first down. I mean, Curtis Samuel for the first.
Each one. That was on 4th down.
And that was a 4th down play. So it was like he does. He do a Heineke is Heineke. It's just like you got to take the good with the bad. Even when he flicked the ball, and when he, you know, the J.D. McKissick, he picked up like 4 or 5 yards. That was off of nothing, man. That's what I don't even know how he got the ball over there. But yeah, that's the legend of Heineke.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right though. Like when he threw that pick, I was screaming. I was like, all right, you know, that's you can't tell him don't do that because
that make him special.
Exactly. You get the good and the bad. You know, because J.D. McKissick, I don't remember on 3rd down, we ran the ball. I thought it was a good call. And J.D. McKissick tripped, remember? And then he didn't get it. And we went for it. Like you said, he bought time in the pocket. He's about to run. And then he went to the right, but I run again. They stepped up, and he threw it to the Curtis Samuels. I was like, let's go, honey. I was in the thing, like, going crazy. But we all know the play of the game.
I got it. Terry McLaurin. On the left side, right on top of Stephon Gilmore. I'll go up and go get it.
In his hometown.
Now. And that was against the top receiver, a top corner in the league. Yes. Still a top corner. I mean,
that don't get talked about either.
Not enough. It's still a top corner. But Terry always get the best of Stephon Gilmore, even when he played with the Patriots. Like, it is what it is. So, I mean, he gonna get the best out of the best. And that was a hell of a catch for him to come back like that and go. If you look at the replay and see how high Terry actually jumped over top of Stephon to even get the ball to wrestle him over the top of the shoulder.
He snatched it from
him. That was a crazy catch. That was That was a crazy catch. So, I mean, I don't know what else I could say. We was talking about it earlier, like who the best offensive player is on the team. In my opinion, is Gibson. But you think it's Terry, and that plays like that prove to me why you think like that. So I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah, it's that Gibson got more opportunities to show his talents. He a running back.
It's like they're trying to get Brian Robinson so involved that they're forgetting about the guy that, like, you know, the spark in the offense. The offense really should be running through Gibson.
I think they're forcing it with Robinson, to be the truth.
They are that's exactly what they're doing. They're forcing it with Robinson. Even on that last play was a goal line stop, and we had to kick the field goal. Like, if they would have, like, gave it to Gibson, Gibson would have scored. I know for a fact Gibson would have bounced outside. Robinson was the type of running back. He was going right behind his line. So, I like Gibson as a runner, like, just overall. Yeah, Brian Robinson. Yeah,
sorry, go ahead, my bad.
Fumbling issues he had last season, and the first preseason game, I should say, is, I mean, he ain't fumbled since. So, so I mean, I'll give my man a chance until he messes up again, I guess. But, if you know, that's what it is.
Because Brian Robinson, he runs hard. You feel me? Like, he's not gonna go backwards. He's not going to try to do too much. You know, he's going to do his job, right?
Same type of back. It's just like you got Najee Harris back. The same back. It really is.
Which I like Brian Robinson because it's not like a slight on him. It's just that.
That's how.
And he's a rookie still. Gibson is his third year. And his vision, he's more of a threat back there. His vision is much better than Robinson, right? I feel like he could find an open hole way quicker than Robinson. His instincts are better than Robinson. So, like, but what they're saying they're trying to do, like, bruise the D-line, bruise the defense with Robinson, and then Gibson comes up and it softens up the defense. And next thing you know, he comes up, and then, boom, then he just hit the home run play. So, but they used him a lot today. I mean, I think he started the game.
Yeah, he did.
Gibson did.
We won. So, like, they got to follow the recipe. Get Gibson the ball. Like, we got to run the offense through our running back. Like, the quick, like we were doing early in the game, just throwing the ball to the running back, letting him go, or just did the same thing. He got a first down. First time he did it was like 20-yard catch, 10-yard catch, 13-yard catch with the running back. So, I mean, just go through Gibson. I feel like if we go through Gibson, we will have a better record than we have right now. They're going better.
Yeah. Now, back to the defense. I think that our defense is held down by our defensive line. And, like, right now, I think we're I'm not sure where we rank if you far as third down on defense. I forgot where we rank. But I think we're a top three defense when it comes to third down. And the main reason why, because our D line, they put us in situations where the opponents are in third and longs. Like, they got into the red zone, and then remember Jonathan Allen got there was a game momentum, and Jonathan Allen got a sack, and it turned into a third and 15. You know, little stuff like that. So, Jonathan Allen, when they got into the red zone again, on the first play in the red zone, they try to run it, and then Jonathan Allen split two tackles and then tackle for loss. And now it's a second and long.
That was a play right there.
So our D-line is really pain. You know, I forgot who it was that forced a fumble. He put his hand in there. I forgot who that was.
You talking about Derek Forrest?
Nah, that's the other one you're talking about. You're talking about when that was Jonathan. That was the second fumble. The first fumble when they was in the red zone. And I forgot, somebody put their hand in it, and then Payne recovered it. So, and Payne, you know, so like, our D-line's legit. And then this is without Chase Young. So when Chase Young come back, and you know how it is, Mark, not just football, but life. When you in a situation and you get a chance to watch the situation and then get back in, you much better.
A lot better.
You better.
You learn better.
You know, so Chase Young is going to come back better, and most likely he'll be back by the time we play the Eagles, which is perfect timing, you know. So I'm excited about that, but I'm excited about where we got right now, because before the season started, I did my predictions. I know you did yours. I at this point, I had us at 4-4 at this point. So we guys, and I had us winning 10 games, you know, being extra conservative. So this that can still happen. And Taylor Heinicke is igniting the team, is bringing that energy on both sides of the field. That's just, and Curtis Samuel, I love the way we're using him, not like as a dual threat. Scott Turner is doing a better job on his play calling. I do think in the middle of the game, we were stalled out for a long time, especially the second half.
We're doing the same plays.
Yeah, we in the second half, we kind of stalled out. But in the first half, we were actually doing okay. We just couldn't, like, execute on third down, you know. And then on that, I'm going to say third down, we kept getting bad second downs. Because we had a bunch of third and longs, you know, like third and sevens, third and six, you know. So, but, yeah, and that fourth down play we didn't get. I was okay with that call. It was just like, I know we gave it to Robinson, and I'm okay with it. I just thought that was good defense, play the truth. They blew up our offensive line that play.
We had, so, in the middle, we had, like, I don't know. It was because it was like I seen the way that the O-line formed after he caught goal, and it was like a V. So that center gap was open. All he had to do was just follow his center. Oh, but he tried to stay on the outside, like in between the guard and the tackle versus the guard and the center. And that's Gibson sees stuff like that. And Robinson put his head down and go, trying to get the yards. So it was, I mean, as time go on, he's going to get better. He's going to see what's going on. So I can't completely say he's going to be like Najee Harris, but yeah, he got some work to do. That's all.
He'll get there.
On third down conversion, we are number two in the league. Third down
on defense.
Yeah, third down defense. Number one is I'm sorry, it's right here. Number one is Tennessee.
Oh, what?
Yeah,
Tennessee. Okay.
Green Bay.
But back to Cam Curl, man. I mean, Pro Football Focus got him rated as the number one safety in the NFL. And he's playing like he's legit, like playing like he be making so many key tackles and making so many key plays that gets unnoticed. Like I said, that stop he had on Pittman on the 1 yard line, that was so clutch and needed.
From like the Bears game, man, but the same type of thing like Derek Forrest, whoever made that tackle the last game, the last play, like right on the goal line to get his hand in there to knock the ball.
Yeah.
Same type of just the same, just playing hard, just not giving up the inch, and like that's how they got to play, like the secondary, because it is a couple of weak links on the defensive backfield. It's a couple of weak links back there, but we do have the number one safety tandem in the league, Pro Football Focus wise anyway. Like it's between Cam Curl being number one and Derek Forrest being number four. So I mean,
yeah, Derek Forrest playing good, man.
So, I mean, we got the best safety tandem in the league. We just got to get – and then we got Ben St. Juste, who actually stepped up big time.
Yeah, he got beat in that one play,
He got beat.
You know, it happens.
Yeah, I seen that. It happens. Like, that's why with big plays, it happens. I seen it happen with every team, every good corner.
Mm-hmm. It happens.
Ain't nobody here nowadays. So, I mean, it happens. But outside of that, he has really, really put his foot down on that side of the field.
He actually been our best corner.
He's been our best corner. And as for Kendall Fuller, he did have that one play where we thought it was going to be P.I. Or was it P.I.?
It should have been a P.I.
It should have been. Wrong spot. So, he actually did have a good game outside of that. So, I think what we really need to work on is when we in our zones, passing the receiver off to the linebacker in the middle, because that was open a lot. Like, it was just like, I felt like if he had time, it was always a crossing route that was open because it was, I don't know if bad communication or they was.
But you know, Holcomb didn't play today either.
Yeah, Bostic was in there a lot.
So, Holcomb, that's a middle linebacker, that's a communicator.
Yeah, Jamin Davis, he really held it down today. Like, it was, yeah, I can really see him coming into his own, like, for real. So
yeah, he's stepping up big time. He's playing great. You said it. You said it too. You said he's gonna make a leap, not next year. You said it this year, and that was after he got called out. You said that. So
yeah.
But man, the Commanders, man, right now they're 4-4. They're doing a great job. I mean, the games, listen, people might say it was the Colts, it was a backup quarterback.
That's a win's a win. Even if Matt Ryan didn't get hurt, that was the starter from here on out. They said that they gave him the starting job. They gave him the keys to the franchise. And
it's a win.
Honestly, he don't look bad at all. Like, he looked good. Like, I was kind of nervous a little bit because he was throwing the passes. Like, he was on the money, even with the deep passes. Accurate. He ain't throwing no inaccurate balls. Like you know, pickable passes.
And they still got Jonathan Taylor. Sorry.
And they got Taylor. So, he ain't throwing no pickable balls. And if he can keep that up and their defense play good, with Jonathan Taylor run the ball, I mean, I think it's too late. But because he's going to have his rookie mistakes still, unless he comes out like that. But I think he'll have his rookie mistakes. But he don't look like a bad quarterback. I'm going to give him – he don't look bad at all.
Yeah, he looks straight. He did a good job. But, yeah, so, all right, let's wrap this up. 4-4, the next game, Vikings. All right, got the Vikings next week. Vikings 6-1, number one in the NFC North. Second best team in the NFC right now behind. And then guess what? The game after that, we got to play the best team in the NFC, which is the Eagles. All right. So hopefully we'll be healthy. I think about the Eagles, we should have Dotson back. We should have Holcomb. Huh?
They're two more in a row. Let's get these.
Yeah. Yeah. We should have Dotson back, Holcomb back, Chase Young should be back. Hopefully nobody else. I know Jordan Davis out for 4 to 6 weeks, so he won't be there when we play him. And so that should help us out. Not wishing injury on nobody, but that's a big body that's not gonna be there. You know, so that should help us out on the offensive line. So just give me some last words for the Commanders. Your thoughts going forward.
Look, if I can tell any Commander coaching staff or player anything, is stop putting us on roller coaster rides, man. Like, can we get a win just 1 week? Like, can we get like a 35-14 win just so we know we won and we ain't gonna bite our nails to the last seconds?
I know.
That's the one thing I ask. But outside of that, man, defense is playing a lot better than, like I said, they would. They've been a lot more opportunistic, forcing turnovers the last 3 weeks, forcing turnovers, and we're winning. So, let's keep up the good work and stop asking for how to come in the game if you're a Redskins fan. That's the worst thing. You must want to know.
Yeah. Commanders, 4-4. My man Mike texted me after the game and said, Taylor gang. Yeah, Taylor gang. Listen, I got to say this. Taylor Heineke is, if he's able to continue this win streak, I don't think they're going to put wins back in. Plus, if he gets us to the playoffs, he earned the starting job. I think we should go next year, if it is happening next year, and focus on making our offensive line elite. Use that extra money for that in our defense. Other than that, do not spend no money on a quarterback. Draft somebody if you have to, but just give him the starting job if he performs like this continually for the rest of the season. Because even me, I'm saying he was a bridge. But, like, we don't want to go out and get a free agent quarterback, spend all this money on a quarterback, and then have a depleted offensive line like we did this year.
And the exact thing that we're doing
It's just not smart, you know. So, just go 1 year. Like, go one full season with him and make people around him better. Because one thing that we do know, he will ball out. And the offensive line is still bad. All right? Don't get it twisted. It's still bad. It's just that he's more mobile and he's able to get around and buy more time. Because if he was a sitting duck like a Matthew Stafford or Tom Brady, he would have some problems in his O-line. So it's still not a good O-line. But Taylor Heineke makes him look better because of his legs. Same thing with the Colts. They O-line ain't that great. But he kept moving with he kept buying more time. So That's my thoughts on that. But all right, Mark, next week at the Vikings. All right. So for those who aren't, like this video, subscribe to the YouTube channel. When we end this live, you can go back and watch it again. Share this eating W's. Share the link to somebody so you can go back and watch this. All right. Share it to a Commanders fan. All right. And we're gonna do these every week, all right? Because I'm a Commander fan. I'm not going to do no reaction video, you know, of no, you know, Eagles or Cowboys. Now, if you're an Eagle fan and you want to say something about your squad, let me know, and then we can come on. You're a Cowboy fan, you know, or something like that. You want to do a reaction video, let me know, and we can set it up. But going forward, rest of the season, win or loss or draw, it's going to be a reaction video of the Commanders. All right, right after the game. So that's all we have for y'all today, and we'll see y'all in the next episode. Thank you for staying to the end. If you're watching this on YouTube, please like this video, subscribe, and also hit that notification button so you can be notified next time we put out a video. If you're listening on any podcast platform, subscribe and hit that notification button, y'all, so you can be notified we put out another podcast audio. And last but not least, hit that share button. No matter what you're listening to or watching it, hit that share button and send it to somebody that you know that would love to watch this episode you just listened to. So once again, thank you for staying to the end, and we'll see y'all in the next episode.